This is your boy Cody. I may or may not have recorded this last night on Wednesday night and then went back to stop it and realize it was never recording, that I was just talking to myself. And so now, Thursday afternoon, I am taking my lunch out to make sure I record this because I love you boys. Yes, sir! You're listening to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. Hit that shit. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. It's year 10, season over. RIP, pour one out for our boys. I'm your lead fantasy analyst, Cobe Squiz. And just like Jason Derulo, I'm riding solo. Can someone please, please, please check on Vic? Because Trump is officially no more. A terrible, terrible man once said, "You're fired." Vic, I hope you're doing okay. I know it's just a matter of time before pictures of you and videos of you surface of you at the Capitol. Unfortunately, man, Trump is not the president, and he will not pardon you. It's been real, man. You're probably going to get replaced, but we do appreciate the many years that you have annoyed the shit out of us. But moving on, fellas, we did it. We made it through another season. It was an interesting year, to say the least. We had players randomly go on COVID, top players get injured quickly. We had last place become first place, then first place become last place, and dip. I say this for the entire league. We cannot wait to see that pasty and very hairy ass shake it for us. Am I right, boys? Yes, sir! I got to give credit where credit's due, Pat. You spoke it into existence. You said the ship was yours, and boom, look at you now, bro. You're sitting pretty. You were the only person to end up going zero RB, and damn, son, did it pay off. I meant to record this after the week 16, but kind of got lazy. I ended up writing all the notes for it, but ended up just being lazy and just not doing it. So here, officially, yes, is the fantasy week 16 recap. Third place game was Luis and myself. Luis was so damn confident after Mike Evans ended up putting 40 points up. This fool started inactive superstar James Robinson and still won 151 to 116. Luis, you were the crowd favorite to win it all, but look at the plus side, man. You did better than your old boss. Am I right? Yes, sir, JC, you suck. You ended up profiting about $65 from your 110 buy-in, and you end up winning 3 weeks, which end up getting $75. So you profited, I want to say 65 is the right number. My math gurus can check that for me. But then came the championship game. The number one seed, D-Balls, versus the unlikely number six seed, Pat. And after the Christmas miracle, D-Balls keeper Alvin Kamara puts up 56.2 points. And everyone, including Pat, thought it was over. But nope! Pat does the unthinkable. The man makes the comeback. Talking about comeback, Miles Gaskin comes back from COVID and puts up a whopping 34 points. And then he had Davante Adams, his keeper. Was it the right choice? Yup. This fool put up a touchdown, then another touchdown, and then he was like, he took his inner DJ Cali and said, another one. This fool got a 3-touchdown game, end up giving Pat the championship. Pat, you did the damn thing. You not only get that beautiful trophy with your name on it, you get the title belt with your name sharpened on the back of it because we're ghetto as hell. But you also get about a little over $800, bro. Congrats. You freaking deserve it, man. You spoke into existence, so quite proud of you. Moving on, At the very beginning of the year, I end up getting you guys to do a survey of who do you guys think is going to win? Who do you think is going to get last? And so here's kind of some results for what kind of happened. So, of course, I have to tell you who everyone thought would get last. Tied for the second in voting with 2 votes each, our league voted Luis and Berto. Luis finished third. We were totally wrong on that one. And Berto, you finished ninth. We were definitely still wrong on that one. But with 5 votes and voted most likely to get last, your boy, my boy, Victor Lugo, which he damn was close because Fool ended up getting 10th. And let's be real, everyone thought he was going to end up getting last throughout the season. He had a lot of injuries happen. And everyone wants a dog on Vic anyway. Since Mick's leaving the league, I guess he is now going to be the man. But we'll see. Also, Pat, you did get 1 vote for last place. That person was damn wrong. Now, for who we thought was going to win the league with a three-way tie, 2 votes each. D-balls, you got 2 votes, and you end up getting second. So that was pretty damn close. I also got 2 votes. I ended up getting fourth, and your boy, my boy, Pat, actually got 2 votes as well, and they were damn good. I probably have to go back and see who actually put that, but two people were correct about getting Pat right. Moving on to NFL news, four teams in the playoffs. You got Buffalo versus Kansas City with possibly not having Mahomes. Then Tampa Bay versus Green Bay. The two games, if Mahomes plays, you have to go Kansas City. But I kind of feel like Buffalo's going to win this, but we'll see. Then Tampa Bay versus Green Bay, man, playoff Aaron Rodgers versus playoff Tom Brady. It's going to be a damn good game to watch, but I fully expect Green Bay to win that and actually have Green Bay winning it all. New coaches in the NFL, 7 vacancies. First, we had Atlanta Falcons sign Arthur Smith, which was the OC for Tennessee, which was actually a pretty damn good signing. So we don't know if Matt Ryan or Julio Jones will be back because it's rumored to be that they are going to be traded or released, which I don't think that's going to happen now. We'll see. Detroit gets Dan Campbell. Weird. Former Cowboys tight ends. He was a tight ends coach. He's also was a interim head coach for the Miami Dolphins, and then most recently a Saints assistant head coach. Now, if anyone saw the beautiful, beautiful interview today, he will chomp your kneecaps off. So I'm very intrigued by this. Next up, we had the Jags get Urban Meyer. Weird. This fool, I guess, is healthy for the third time. He's quit Florida football and then Ohio State football because of health reasons. And I guess he's healthy again. And he has taken the Jags job with probably having Trevor Lawrence as his number one pick. Everyone, get ready for Vic to go heavy on Jags players. You know damn well if any head coach or any player has a Ohio State tag to them, Vic will get him. Next up, we got the Jets getting Slay. I'm sure I'm probably pronouncing that incorrect, but I don't give a damn. He's the San Francisco defensive corner, which seems actually like a good pick. Seems like he's bringing some pretty good coaches from what I'm hearing on Twitter and other resources. And Miles Austin is going to be his wide receivers coach, so that should be interesting. Beautiful blue eyes. Wait, what? And then the Los Angeles Chargers stay in town to get their coach. They get Stanley, which was a defensive coordinator for the Rams. They had a damn good defense this past year, and I think he can make that defense pretty elite of the Chargers with Bosa, and hopefully they get some healthy guys back as well. But and there's two head coach vacancies still remaining. We got Philadelphia and Houston. There's some actually decent candidates still remaining. You got Eric Bieniemy, the Kansas City offensive coordinator, Dubal, which is the Buffalo offensive coordinator, Joe Brady, Carolina offensive coordinator. And the Eagles are interviewing Josh McDaniels. Like, what the f My hope is we get Eric Bellamy, and then I kind of expect Leslie Frazier, which is the defensive coordinator for Buffalo, to end up going to Houston. But man, Houston's a shit show more than the Eagles, and so I'm very intrigued. Does Deshaun Watson get traded? You have to give up three first rounders or more for them. I think Debo Sweeney, the head coach of Clemson, said whoever drafts Deshaun Watson is going to end up getting Michael Jordan. I don't think he's Michael Jordan of the NFL, but I think he's damn good. So I kind of put together stuff that I've heard and stuff that I think is somewhat realistic for trade. So I got three teams that I think could possibly trade for him. The first one is the Jets, the Panthers, and the Dolphins. I'll start from the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins would give up Tua, the third overall pick, which ironically is the original pick from Houston that they traded for Tunsil, and then a first next year. So Tua, the third overall pick, and then a first next year, and I would probably expect another early draft pick, like a second or third, thrown in there for, say, next year or something like that. Next up, the Panthers. I thought this one was super interesting. I heard it, and so kind of just from a guy that I kind of respect in the NFL realm. But he said the eighth overall pick, so the Panthers' eighth overall pick, DJ Moore and Brian Burns. And I expect Teddy Bridgewater would be part of this. He didn't mention that, but they need a quarterback. I think that would be a pretty solid haul because DJ Moore, I think, is definitely a top 20 wide receiver. I think they could do something. And then Brian Burns is probably a top 20 defensive end. And then Teddy could be possibly a bridge quarterback if you're able to draft someone with the eighth overall pick. But the most realistic one that I kind of want to see more than anything is the Jets. They would give up the second overall pick this year, the second round pick also in this year, so 2021 second, a first next year, Sam Darnold, and then possibly even consider doing another early round pick, like a first or second the following year. I think it would be kind of cool to see him on the Jets. Jets have sucked balls the past 20 years, minus the 1 year that Mark Sanchez did okay, and then everyone knows him for the butt fumble. So I think that'd be pretty damn good. I think the Patriots are going to end up taking a big back seat to that division as well. Next up, I want to talk about the draft. Fellas, I know this was a long freaking time ago, but I think I want to talk a little more about the drafts. Is Let's take a look at kind of how the season began. We had 10 people keep. Only Vic, Keaton, JT, and Dre didn't keep. Vic ended up getting his precious Ohio State fuckboy back, a.k.a. Ezekiel Elliott, which finished running back 10. Keat chose Clyde Edwards-Helaire, which most people would consider a bust for the season, even though finished 19th overall. I guess 19th ranked running back. JT chose Chubb, which was a freaking monster when he was healthy, but he was hurt a decent amount of the season. But he still finished running back 13. And then Dre chose Kenyon Drake, which I think was a roller coaster of a year for him, just for the amount of time he shared and kind of injuries. But he finished running back 14. First round, we had two quarterbacks taken, which might be the last year we see a quarterback go in the first round, as both Dip and Loeb not only trade their first round quarterbacks, but also get last and second to last. Worst pick outside of those quarterbacks, which I think would have been an easy choice. I think I'm gonna go with Kenyon Drake, kind of looking at everyone's roster and not talking about injuries because you can't really do anything about injuries. I'm gonna go Kenyon Drake on this one. He shared the backfield with Chase Edmonds the entire year. He just didn't look like a top five running back, which I kind of somewhat expected him to be. But and I'm sure Drake kind of was hoping that too, even though I'm sure he Didn't mean to actually draft him. I may even put Zeke up there. He just wasn't his elite self, and most people drafted him to be a top two or at the bare minimum three running back, and he finished 10th. So that would be mine. Kind of looking in the future, I looked kind of at everyone's team of who I think people will keep, who probably won't keep, and just an ABC order. Burt, I think the only person I think Burt would keep as of right now is Stephon Diggs. I think Diggs finishes a top two wide receiver. Josh Allen absolutely feeds this fool. He kept Josh Jacobs. I think that is another option, but I think Josh Jacobs wasn't as consistent as Burt would probably want to be. Then he also has Miles Sanders. We'll see who the new head coach is, and I just don't see them being a the Philly being a running team. Next up, we got D. D ended up dropping Saquon Barkley. Looking at the rest of this team, it's damn rough to say the least. I don't think anyone is worth keeping. I am excited that D is keeping his spot in the league, though. Right? Boom, redemption. D balls. This one's easy. He's going to have Kamara. He has one more year of keeping him. Dip. I think Dip is going to end up going. Hopkins. I think Hopkins, D Hop, is an absolute beast. But I think he has kind of like a sleeper early first round, or not early first round, late first round, early second round wide receiver in AJ Brown that may sneak into the first round. We'll see. The dude's been damn good, but I expect him to probably keep Hopkins. Dre's team was complete trash. I don't see him keeping Kenny and Drake personally. I think he'll probably be moving on looking for someone else. So no one worth keeping there. JC, he ended up trading Hopkins away to Dip, so but he did pick up Saquon Barkley, so as a Giants fan, I think he found his giant, and Barkley's a beast, so I fully expect him to probably keep Barkley. JT end up having this one's probably, I would say, the most difficult choice out of anybody. I know everyone more than likely is going to say Luis has the hardest decision, but I'm actually going to go with JT just because I like to go against the grain, as one would say, but. He has Nick Chubb, which was phenomenal, but he still shares time with Kareem Hunt. But I think Jonathan Taylor, he has kind of snuck into a possible first round consideration. I know Chubb is continuing to share time and whatnot, but I think Jonathan Taylor is going to end up being a late first round, early second round pick. Obviously, it's still early, but we'll see. Keaton. I don't think Keaton's going to keep anyone. He chose Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first round, which I thought he'd be significantly better than he was this year, but we were all wrong about that. I just don't think he's going to end up keeping him. I think he's Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to be like a second or third round pick. Myself is next. I'm definitely going to keep, more than likely, keep Christian McCaffrey. I got one more year with him. Next up, Loeb, RIP to your team. Yeah, there ain't nobody worth keeping. Whoever ended up inheriting your team, whether it be you, Smiley, or Trevor, is gonna have to scrub this team clean and start brand new. Luis, everyone more than likely is saying this is probably the hardest decision. You got Dalvin Cook or Aaron Jones or James Robinson. I fully expect him to probably go Dalvin Cook. I don't think Aaron Jones ends up being on the Packers next year. He's in his last year of his contract. Is gonna want to get paid, and they just drafted AJ Dillon, which AJ Dillon in the playoffs so far has been getting a really great share. I think he's gonna be the next running back there with Jamal Williams sprinkled in as always. And so I think he'll go Dalvin Cook. Next up, we got Noah. He has Derrick Henry. Enough said. Moving on that one. Pat, again, this one's easy. Davante Adams. Yeah, I think I don't know if he goes zero RB again. I think he damn well might, but Devontae Adams makes that a little bit easier because the dude's a beast. Next up, we got Vic. I think Vic can't stop. Zeke is the ultimate player for him. Ohio State alum and a Cowboy. Yeah. Needless to say, that's it. So my guess is there's going to be about 10, 9 or 10 of the 14 people keeping. So I'll just say 10 just to be bold. But I think D, Dre, Keaton, and whoever takes Loeb's team ends up going back to the watering hole to get that nice drinky drink, aka a new player. And then statistics. I end up seeing Keaton's statistics that he did as I try to stall so I can get this up. But I end up looking at the Excel sheet that he made. So I appreciate your, I guess your UNT dollars and your degree going to our fantasy football league. But I end up copying the exact thing and then adding more of a "what are you doing for me now" kind of thing. So the past 3 years, because just like the NFL, it's what can you do for me right now? So the past 3 years is kind of what I'm going off of. So 2018, 2019, and 2020, kind of ranked each fantasy manager. And so here we go. All right, boys. So coming in 14th place, we'll go from 14th all the way to first place. So you got JT in 14th place. His finishes were 7th, 13th, and 12th, which is the worst in our league. Next up, we got D in 13th place. He finished 6th, 9th, and 11th. Bert finished 12th, which his finishes are 11, 6, and 9. Loeb actually finished in front of those three, with a 3rd, 8th, and 13th place. Dre finished 10th, which his finishes are 5th, 11th, and 8th. Vic finished 9th overall with a 10th, 3rd, and 10th place finishing. JC finished 8th, which is his finishes were 13th, 5th, and 5th. Pat, you've only been in our league for 2 years, which you've got last one year and then first in the other. So you're right down the middle. So you finish right in 7th place. Luis in 6th with a 8th, 10th, and 3rd place. D Balls, you finished 5th overall with a 12th, 7th, and 2nd place. Noah, you finished 2nd, 12th, and 6th. So you finished 4th overall. Keaton finished 3rd overall with a 9th, 4th, and 7th place finishings. And Dip, you actually finished 2nd overall. You got a 4th, a 1st, and a 14th, which I'm sure that 14th kind of pushes you, but you surprisingly stayed statistically in the second spot. And then I got myself as the first place finishing. So my last 3 years, I finished 1st, 2nd, and 4th. So I thought it was pretty interesting. And so we'll see who ends up coming into the league and who can move their, I guess, ranking up. And breaking news, the Eagles are hiring 39-year-old Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni. I don't even know how to pronounce that. Holy crap, this just happened literally 1 minute ago. That is super interesting. I'm sure everyone's going to start mentioning that on. Actually, you guys could care less about the group text, especially with the Eagles. Yes, Victor, I'm sure that's you. All right. Last but not least, just some updates. Here's some. So we are going to end up doing a Super Bowl squares game. If you're interested in that, say you want to be a part of it. It's going to be $5 a square, which I know is kind of pricey. We did one for the national championship. And so it's we got a bunch of friends that are doing it. So there's 100 spaces. If you don't know what squares are, just look it up. And so we did, I think, $2 a square for the national championship for the Super Bowl. We're going to end up doing $5 a square. We have a group message if you want to be a part of that. Just let me know. Just text me and we'll make it happen. But it's going to be $5 a spot. So that means $500 is going to be up for grabs. You pay $5 for random squares and then you kind of hope your numbers hit. And so we'll pay $125 per square that's hit. So 125 per quarter. And so I think JC won, I want to say $100 last time. And I want to say he only put in like $20. So $80 profit. Next is Dip's Demise, aka Dip's music video, which is due at the end of the month, which I'm very excited about that. We all fully expect that to be real nice. Next up, Birdo came up with some great ideas that he found online. Sorry for calling you out, Birdo. I love you. But I fully expected you to look at one website and then just go off that. And I was totally right. I do want to just give a heads up that somebody in our league used to be on the bowling team, just throwing that out there, Victor Lugo. So more than likely, he's going to be at least probably pretty good. Just some fun questions. I'm going to, the past few weeks of the pod, we've done a feud, XF feud, and since I don't have anyone on the pod, I'm just going to ask some questions that I want you to answer out loud. I'm going to kind of give like a 2 to 3 second pause for you to like kind of say the name of the league member that comes to your mind, and then I'll tell you mine. So clearly, I'm not going to hear your answers, but you'll hear mine. But I'd love for you to play along with me, okay? All right, here's an example question. In our league, who will get last place? All right, I'm going to go statistically speaking. I'm going to go with JT. He hasn't done very well the past 3 years. I don't think anything's changing. Sorry, JT. You're my boy, Blue. All right, in our league, other than me, who is the one person Vic would for sure beat in a race? I'm going to go Keaton on this one. Keaton, you don't look like you have a ounce of athletic ability. I clearly don't if Victor can beat me in a race. So let's not say much. Next up, next question says, in our league, who would most likely be a male stripper? I thought this was a layup answer. It's JT. Like, yeah, I think he would love to put some dreads in a girl's face and start grinding on him. I think this would be such an easy answer. Next question. In our league, who would most likely accidentally pick up a dude that was dressed up as a female? I'm sorry, but I'm gonna have to go with Luis. I just feel like this dude would get hammered and would randomly walk up to the bar and start talking to someone that clearly has the Adam's apple. And yeah, sorry, Luis. You're my boy. In our league, who would be the first millionaire? I'm gonna go Pat. I feel like this fool is just in the stock market. He's gonna hit it big, and then obviously he's in real estate as well. He's gonna get the real American dream before the actual real Americans can get it. That or he'll go broke. We'll see. In our league, who is going to end up being the next dad or dad again? Girl, it's me. We got a kid coming in August. Yes, sir. Super excited. I'm hoping that it's not like JC and I have a million girls. I can't do that, but I think it's probably going to end up happening. And the last update, thanks for answering those questions with me, or at least listening to my answers. The last thing is the NFL draft is April 29th. D and I end up doing a mock draft on Zoom. I end up sharing my screen and we kind of drafted. We took turns back and forth. If anyone wants to join this year, we're gonna end up shooting for April 28th, which is the Wednesday, the night before. Grab your favorite adult beverage, and then we'll see you then. But as always, boys, tune in, log in, and we'll see you next week.